This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Earlier this spring, the National Labor Relations Board made some mighty big headlines when it granted Northwestern University football players permission to unionize if they choose to. That decision opened up a big national debate over whether college athletes should be recognized as school employees. So we wanted to talk with sports commentator and coach John U. Bacon. His most recent book is Fourth and Long, The Fight for the Soul of College Football. And you've seen this coming down the pike for a while, haven't you, John?
I have, and Northwestern was one of the four schools that I focused on, also Michigan State and Notre Dame, but mainly Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, and Northwestern. Mm-hmm. I know Kane Coulter pretty well. He is the quarterback about to graduate who is leading this charge for the unionization process for Northwestern players, even though he'll be gone by then, of course. Mm-hmm. In the book, I predict that both the fans and the players will sooner or later protest what's going on because the suits are kind of running away with this thing. And I thought I was 5 or 10 years out. It's been 5 or 10 months out. I mean, Michigan now has got a problem selling tickets, it looks like. So the fans, and elsewhere too, not just Michigan, Alabama even, they're starting to protest in their own ways with their checkbooks. And the players, here we are.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought this was a few years out. It is a few months out. So that surprised me.
And something you pointed out in your book and also in pieces you've written since this NLRB ruling, this school has treated these kids okay. This is not a reflection, per se, of the administration. It's the system.
Agreed. And Kane has made that very clear, the quarterback mm-hmm. who's running this charge. He said, look, Fitzgerald, the head coach there, Pat Fitzgerald, has been great to me. Jim Phillips, the AD, has been great. Morty Shapiro, the president, is in their locker room. He knows those guys, and he's a hotshot economist and so on. Very good guy, very good president. And he made it very clear, Northwestern's been very good to us. It's $65,000 a year for a scholarship per year at Northwestern. They pay retail for that, and they almost always sign up for 5 years at Northwestern. So mm-hmm. that adds up pretty fast, obviously. Yeah. They've got a 97% graduation rate. This is not a football factory by any stretch of the imagination. But what he is asking for, Kane Coulter, he's been very smart and very shrewd. They're not asking for money, not at this stage. They're asking for lifetime health care for injuries suffered while representing the university. I have a very hard time arguing against that, as you might imagine. If you bang up your knee at 20, need a fake knee at 50, I don't know how you're not paying for that.
Yeah.
That only seems to make sense. Down the road, they might also ask for, I think, and they should, a four or five year guaranteed graduation scholarship. Right now, fans don't realize this, but you are allowed to give 1 year scholarships. So if you get injured or I don't like the way you're playing, I can yank it at any point. They didn't even allow to give multi-year scholarships until 2 years ago, and Northwestern, to its credit, right away signed up their players for 4 and 5 year scholarships. But that is rare. That is not the rule, but the exception. It's crazy.
Wow. So it was really, you could look the wrong way at the coach, and the coach could decide he doesn't
see
like
ya.
You. See ya.
Right.
And you're twisting in the wind.
And then if you transfer, you got to sit out a year. So meanwhile, your coach can break his contract, jump to Washington or whatever, and he's coaching right away. He's not sitting out. So it is insane. The transfer rule makes no sense. The scholarship rule makes no sense. Also, you have a practice called oversigning, where you're going to love this one.
Okay.
If you like the first two, you're going to love this one, Cindy. Here's how it goes.
Okay.
Down in the SEC mainly, they will offer 35 scholarships to players when they only have 25 to hand out. They bring you on campus in August before your freshman year and essentially run a tryout for all the players, and 10 of them obviously don't get scholarships. Now you're screwed because Vanderbilt's pulled their offer. LSU's pulled their offer.
You've said no to everybody else.
Exactly. They've got their players. So now you're totally screwed. And again, if you transfer, guess what?
You
sit out a year.
Wow.
They've reduced that now to a limit of 28. But why do you allow them to screw 3 players a year instead of 10? That is not a moral stance.
Is that across the board or more in the SEC?
It's done more often in the SEC, but the rule is across the board. You can oversign up to 28, so 3 extra. The good news is for the Big Ten fans is the Big Ten is very good on almost all these fronts. The SEC really is not.
Okay. What do you believe is going to happen? Now, the kids have voted at Northwestern, but it's sealed until?
The Northwestern University appeal of the NLRB ruling gets settled. If they win the appeal, then the vote doesn't matter because you're not going to be a union.
Yeah.
If they lose the appeal, then the vote does matter. But this thing's going to be appealed up to the Supreme Court.
So expect this to go on for a long time.
That's the other issue. I think, in short, I think the players are asking for the right things.
Yes.
I'm not convinced that the union is the best way to ask for them.
Why?
Because it's Pandora's box. You open that up, you don't know what else is going to come out. And you might lose control of the process. The flip side argument the union takes over and they're going to ask for money sooner or later. Mm-hmm. And the players I talk to, most of them, that's not their point. But anyway, the flip side is if you don't do this, then the NCAA tends not to listen to you. I mean, right now they're already making some reforms pretty quickly based on this threat. The smart solution here,
yes,
and therefore it will not happen, because it never does in this milieu, the smart solution is for the NCAA to do the right thing before they have to. All right, guarantee scholarships to graduation. Guarantee health care for life of injury sustained while an athlete. End completely the practice of oversigning, bonuses to ADs for what the athletes do. All these practices, get rid of that, and these guys would probably drop their whole charge. If you fight this thing, mm-hmm. then you got to rally.
And have you had any conversations with anyone from the NCAA to be able to sit down and talk the way we are?
They have not returned any phone calls or emails over this several-year period. And I still fire them out there occasionally just, you know, for the heck of it, basically, to check that box. But no.
So,
and in fact, quite the opposite. Yeah. When Mark Emmert, the president of the NCAA, opens his mouth, he invariably makes it worse. Kane Coulter, the student running mm-hmm. this thing, is 10 times smarter than the guy defending it. And that often is the case these days, I've noticed.
And the answer that you give to people who you know will say, well, hey, these kids are getting free tuition, they're getting training and meals and travel, what more do they want?
And that's just my answer is when I gave you. Look, that is true. And at Michigan, for the last book, Three and Out, I calculated with the help of the CFO that Michigan spends around $580,000 per five-year out-of-state senior. All right, that's not chump change. They pay retail for out-of-state tuition, all this stuff. That does not include strength and conditioning, tutoring, the coaching salaries, and all this other stuff. That is probably $750,000. For most athletes, that's a pretty good deal. Because very few of them are going to be NFL players.
Of course, understanding what the university is making off of that football team.
That's the flip side.
And it's certainly very disparate.
If you're a no-name lineman, you're getting a very good deal. If you're Donald Robinson, I guarantee you, Michigan's making more off of you than you're making off Michigan.
What do you feel the chances are that athletes at a Michigan or a Michigan State or a Penn State are going to decide, hey, we want to get on board this train too?
Depends on how it goes, frankly. It depends also on how the NCAA responds. And again, if they're smart about it, tempers will cool down and will give you some very smart, sensible, moral things, in my opinion, and that'll probably be enough. If Mark Emmert keeps opening his mouth and saying things like, if we go in this direction, the whole thing will blow up, not realizing that's what a lot of people want, of course.
Or it is already.
Or it's going to, exactly. It's already blowing up. So also this ruling by the NLRB only applies right now to Northwestern in particular and private schools in general.
So that's just a tiny handful.
That's very few, about 10 or so that play big-time Division I football.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, if Northwestern is forced to provide lifetime health care for their athletes, Michigan State will have to do it the next day or else they're going to lose players to Northwestern.
Fascinating discussion. What are you watching for next?
The crazy thing that's going to happen next.
Whatever it may be.
Right when you think you got a week off, you don't.
John Eubanks, as always, good talking with you. Thanks
Likewise.
So much.